It's Friday, October 4th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A biotech conference shows where Silicon Valley's investors are moving. There are more IT workers out there than commonly known, but perhaps not where we're looking. And Facebook meetings leak and why the focus on big tech on privacy matters. This is the Business of IT. CNBC reports on a shift in Silicon Valley to biotech from conventional big tech consumer companies, with a focus on this week's SynBioBeta conference, which brings together founders working on biological alternatives to chemical-based processes. From the article, many of the big consumer tech companies that started after the Great Recession, like Uber and WeWork, were supposed to make investors and employees rich, but instead have collapsed in value amid scandals and persistently unprofitable business models. Big tech, like Facebook and Google, are under assault from both sides of the aisle in D.C. for being too powerful, too careless with privacy, and too addictive. VCs are fighting with banks over the IPO process. The smartphone revolution is more than a decade old, and the would-be replacements, like self-driving cars and computerized eyeglasses, always seem to be another 5 to 10 years away. In recent years, VC-funded companies have raised hundreds of millions of dollars in capital to provide a platform for the next generation of synthetic biology companies. The idea behind them is to make it easier for companies like Beyond Meat to flourish on the consumer side, but also to support industrial applications. Note that Beyond Meat is the one tech-related IPO that's done spectacularly well this year and is the only reason overall tech IPOs are outperforming the S&P 500. Why do we care? Watching where investors move their money and attention gives a sense of which technologies might emerge next, but it's also important to note that the pushback on consumer tech shows a sign of maturity in these markets. Mature markets behave differently than emerging ones, and biotech in this view is much more emerging. There is opportunity for technology in both spaces, but they look very different. And we'll have more on big tech pushback in a moment. Skilled tech workers are among the majority of the 57 million Americans who freelance, according to the report Freelancing in America 2019, released by Upwork. The report also revealed that freelance income totals almost $1 trillion, or nearly 5% of the GDP, even more than major industries like construction. Technology and its associated devices make freelance work possible for 57 million people. Today's freelancers are not mavericks looking for the open road. The study revealed that the largest group of freelancers, 49%, are most likely to be skilled professionals, many who work in computer programming, IT, and consulting. They're also among the highest paid freelancers. Tech freelancers have a median hourly rate of $28, which puts them above 70% of all U.S. workers, a medium of $18.80 per hour. Comparatively, freelancers in general make a median $20 per hour. Tech Republic has more details. Why do we care? Skill shortages are a constant report from solution providers. Leveraging freelancers might be a much more viable approach than some believe, particularly with this quantity of talent available. CompTIA has published a number of reports about the skills gap, and while the industry needs to invest in the future, freelancing may help with the present. Casey Newton at The Verge has been doing some fantastic reporting around Facebook and their handling of the pressures of investigation, as well as the worker conditions with their outsourced content moderation contractors. This week, text and audio leaked from internal meetings at Facebook, which included comments on why Mark Zuckerberg wants to keep absolute control of the company and what employees should tell friends who have a dim view of Facebook. Each question was asked by a different Facebook employee. 3 days later, Zuckerberg himself live-streamed Thursday's all-hands meetings to show the world what those meetings look like. Quoting Newton, Zuckerberg talked about the company's commitment to encryption in light of the news today that the U.S. Attorney General wanted the company to delay its plans to roll out end-to-end encryption across its messaging apps. He lamented a ruling in the European Union's top court that could force Facebook to take down content that has been found to be libelous outside the country where the ruling is made in a blow to free speech. It's an interesting deep dive and worth reading the two pieces in the show notes. Why do we care? Backlash against big tech is a real thing, and the ever-growing conversation about platforms, privacy, and ethics is ripe territory for solution providers. This is because approaching data management has two angles. Disaster recovery is bottom-up. Digital ethics and privacy is top-down. Vendors advocate bottom-up because you generally solve it with products, but solution providers should focus top-down because you solve it with smarts. Helping your customers end-to-end on how they manage data, including what should be private, and how they can leverage data and not abuse it, is highly valuable, and far more valuable than just ensuring you can recover it. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of IT. You can find us online at mspradio.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Write a review on Apple Podcasts if you like the show, and we'll see you on Monday.